It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than killing where they're already dead.
I should say, we are better than that.
Thank you for concurring. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen. Go to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. Also, as a lot of people do, more people do this day, to be quite frank, although I don't check either one, Pip does, go to the Davin's Den page on Facebook. Just put Davin's Den in a little searchy search, and our video of tonight will be live streaming. Audio is better on Davin Comedy. It all comes out on podcast hours after the show as I slave to get this right. All right, I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hello, how are you?
Good. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Lashana Tova to all of our Jewish friends. Happy New Year to all of our Jewish friends. Hope you have a happy, health, and sweet New Year. And really, there's no better way to start a sweet year than with three creeps. That's what I always say.
Happy New Year, Jews!
What year is it on the Jewish calendar?
5,752 or something. It's up there.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure.
It's 57 something.
It's not like a Schmeckel drops in Times Square. So I don't know.
If only.
I mean, I should know.
A Jewish star drops in Times Square.
That would be lovely.
It would be great.
That would be lovely. We should probably do that. Maybe a bagel. A bagel drops. But yes, it's a very high holiday for the Jews. They are praying and blowing shofars. They are blowing shofars, and shofar. It's good to be a ram's horn. That's all I'm saying. If you're a ram's horn, you're having the day of your life. But if you're listening to this afterwards, we appreciate that. On the show, Texas ushers in two very controversial laws, goes to Florida. Hold my insanity. Texas is in the building. Very controversial laws. Two polls we got on that stuff. Very definitive polls. The people who responded, they made their opinion quite clear. One of those laws is gun ownership without training. No training. Fire away. Shoot to kill. Or randomly spray. Something will happen. And the other one. Hey, you know somebody's getting an abortion? Yeah, I do. We can get 10K. 10 large if we just report them. And they can do nothing about it. Yes, now you can have nothing to do with the person who's getting an abortion and get $10,000. It's a government giveaway. This is what the liberals wanted, right? The liberals love it when the government... Oh, actually, the government's not giving the money.
No, that's not it.
No, the government's not giving the money. The people that are assisting. We will talk about that. Even conservatives are like, what the fuck are we doing with this law? So we will talk about that. Also, comics in the... another controversial thing. On the other side, perhaps an activist judge, some would say, in Chicago, man, woman go before the family court, a little custody issue about their 11-year-old son. Judgey Pooh says, hey, ma'am, do you have a vaccine? She says, why, no, I don't. You're going to love to hear what the judge does next. The judge did something that wasn't asked for. He kind of went on his own with that. Also, little comics in the news. I alluded to it earlier. The most unlikeliest of places to see a stand-up comedy show. And really, what the kids have been clamoring for after that, little Nazi news. Did you want to know how Der Fuhrer got his freak on? We have the details. He is
Happy
a
New Year.
He is a kinky son of a gun, and I will tell you that pressed uniform not as clean as you might think. We will talk.
Did they have black light back then?
I don't know. Oh. Certainly not black. They were not fans of the black light. So
it would be a white light, dear.
And scamming scammers were last week. Pip was repulsed by the love that fake Davin and Caroline shared. You know, gag if you want. You're just unhappy things are good between these two lovebirds. Ugh. So, but before we get to that, Pip, oh, lo those many months ago, said to Joseph, Mr. Curry, as Joe was excoriating you and I for being un-American, perhaps. Un-American! And Pip will explain what Joe was yelling at us for, but Pip said, enough of your mayhem, Mr. Curry! Show those damn receipts! Pip laid down the gauntlet. She had enough of Joe's nonsense. What was Joe's nonsense about? What did Mr. Curry accuse us, you and I, of doing?
Well, in a nutshell, it seemed like Joe was saying that when all the craziness was going on in Portland, you know, that the Black Lives Matter and whatever, and that they took over the city and they took over a police department, that we were just kind of nonchalant about it, but we lost our shit on about January 6th. And so
did he insinuate they were like, yeah, go libs, go burn that shit to the ground?
Not in those words, but that we weren't as incensed about it. Well, we weren't properly incensed about it.
Well, we were.
The thing was, and this was my understanding, and this is what I presented, is that you did not give the January 6th the same gravity as the riots in Portland.
No,
the other way around.
No, you have that the other way around. No, as Pip and I thought January 6th was worse. You do not, and I will play the audio that Joe found for us shortly. Okay. In my opinion, I think I'll speak for Pip on this one too, none of it good. None of it good. But when you threaten to hang the Speaker of the House and the Vice President, and you bring gallows to the Capitol, and you want to overturn an election, a little worse than taking over the CVS. None of it good. None of it good. Not camping out and taking a block for yourself in Portland, not good.
No.
Go home. As a protests are over, come back tomorrow and bring some bagels, and we'll protest again. But you got to go home.
Yeah,
which is what I said at the time. But yes.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
So this is what Joe sent to me earlier today. I play it for you all now, unedited by me. I don't know if Joe did. Joe might have been editing, but I don't know if he did. Well, should we accuse Joe of editing? Let's accuse.
It was from January.
I can't hear you. You need to talk into the microphone there.
Yeah, I understand that. I had to go grab a piece of paper. It's actually from the January 19th show.
Okay.
And I did edit it because we can't spend the whole night with the thing, but, you know.
He edited it.
Okay, well, let's listen to it and see if there's anything that it seems like, you know, I'm sure he didn't edit it to, like, make you say things that you didn't say.
Joe might have done a deep fake.
No.
We might have our first deep fake on the show.
No.
We will see.
He would not do that.
We will see. Why do I sound like a black man? Yeah, there's no place for violence or anything. But none of that compares to what happened at the Capitol. None of it's good. None of it's good.
No, what it was wrong. So I'm not sitting here going, oh no, what they did was right. No, what they did was wrong. But when you sit there and you compare it to the Black Lives Matter, the bad element of the Black Lives Matter, burning, looting, assaulting police, and then and my niece is one of them. You know, where I brought that up. We're not talking about that, but it needs to be in the conversation as well because you have radical elements on each side.
Well,
so, you know, for another radical element, oh, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. But you bring up this incident, oh, well, they're horrible. You know, it's a two-way street here.
Well, listen, I don't think you could compare it. None of it's good.
This matter at its worst. And
so at its worst, hooliganism, we'll count that beating people, assault, destruction of property. At its worst, hooliganism. At its worst. Again, not everybody, the people, the Trump supporters, treason. Like I said, again, none of it good, but they're different.
Well, that's kind of what I've been saying. I haven't backed off that point. I certainly never said, go Libs, burn Portland to the ground, burn Seattle to the ground. I never condoned that. And Joe made it sound like we were condoning it, which is why we got so upset.
Which is why I got hot under the collar.
Which is why you wanted the receipts.
I think we may have had a big miscommunication. Maybe we had a miscommunication about
it. Oh, no. You were definitely accusing Pip and I of being good with what happened last summer. Yeah, that's what I was waiting. I was waiting.
No. I accused you two of not giving the same sense of gravity to the situation.
Oh, I agree, but I don't. Yeah, I.
But I don't.
I don't. No. There's no debate about that.
Oh, and
I explained it at the top when you threatened to kill the vice president.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. All right, let's go.
Yeah, so we're still back to our same positions.
Yeah,
because it's like, yeah, no, wasn't good. I mean, what? I would have taken issue. I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to step on you.
No, go.
I would have taken issue with the term, and that's just because I'm prickly about using precise terms sometimes. And hooliganism sounds a little too like.
I think that's where Joe edited, so you don't have the full context.
Okay.
You get
okay.
what I'm saying? He probably had to cut out. There was probably a lot more before I got to hooliganism.
Right.
So, Joe, but, you know, Joe doesn't want, you know, a 20-minute fucking clip. I don't blame him.
What I did edit out is when the Zoom link stopped and we were fighting with each other, and then we stopped and started fighting, ranking against Zoom.
And furthermore, Zoom.
Yeah.
Damn right it is.
Yeah. So.
Well, I would have said maybe that could be interpreted as a little too lighthearted.
But I also said assault. But
did.
I also said assault.
Said assault and stuff. And it's like, yeah, no doubt. They had no right to do
and Pip,
what they were doing.
Pip, they call soccer hooligans. They're committing assault.
Oh, I know.
So it's the word is appropriate. I mean, maybe as an Irish woman, you have a lighthearted interpretation of hooliganism.
Oh, they're just some hooligans and shenanigans.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of sounds a little bit like that. I know soccer hooligans go around and like cause riots and burst windows and flip
and beat
cars
the shit out of people.
And beat people.
Yeah, so that's the.
I know hooliganism.
That's what I was saying.
So I don't want to be too crispy about exactly what word, but I mean, I could see if somebody would say, "Oh, that doesn't sound right," but it's like nobody was saying, "Oh yeah, burn the mother down," and you know, we don't care about that.
That's what I was waiting for Joe to come up with.
That's where I was waiting.
Yeah, but
I was wondering what would this be because I'm like,
no, because that wasn't. I mean, to be fair, no, I didn't. The main crux of what I had a problem with is that. I didn't feel that you guys felt the same gravity towards Portland than to January 6th. I think where we had a miscommunication is that I never thought for once that you guys didn't feel that what went on there wasn't bad. What I felt was that you did not give it the same gravity to the situation as you did.
Well, I think we felt that you were saying it wasn't bad, and Pip and I have said all along, and right now we don't give it the same gravity.
No.
So
no, we had a very big, very big miscommunication.
Okay, very good. All right,
yeah, very good. Okay.
All right, so we move on.
So we move on.
We move on.
None of us like when you burn shit and when you beat up people and when you take over police precincts.
Please don't do that.
We all agree. None of us like when you storm the Capitol and you try to kill a vice president and Speaker of the House and cops. Wait. None of us like that shit. We are all simpatico
are
with
we
that.
Talking about Cheney though.
Right.
No, I don't want anybody killing Cheney either.
Joke.
No.
Hello, FBI. Joke.
No. Don't want them killing anybody. No, none of it's good.
No.
None of it's good. All right. Very good. So Joe has
and
a use
hours of research and all this term papers.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
I love this show.
Here we go. Here's a use. Joe has a use stink for us. Let me play his little
Ooh,
use.
You stink.
Joe, who is stinking now?
All right. The people, American Pool Company, which is the people that run...
didn't see them getting in your crosshairs.
No, I didn't know that was coming. But keep yelling because we can hear you good when you yell about it.
Yeah, definitely raise your voice. It saves me a lot of work after the show.
they most certainly did. Yesterday I was working on the segment we just did. I was going over facts and figures in case we got very in-depth with it. I also had a major pricing project that I had to bring home with me because I have to get send something in because it's just a monstrosity. So I spent the day working inside. I wanted to go to the pool. The pool closes at 7 o'clock. Yesterday was the last day the pool closed. The pool is open for the season.
It's closed for the season?
Yeah, closed for the season, yeah. Because what happens is a lot of the guards, the college kids and stuff like that, and they go back to school and this, that, and the other thing. So they close for the season.
Right.
So I was going to go to the pool earlier in the day, but after I got done with the research I was doing for what we just discussed, I said, hey, let me work on the day job program, the day program job, and get that done. So I did. So I get to the pool at about 6:30. Pool closes at 7 o'clock, closes for the season. I walk up, and two of the millennial kids there are like, yeah, we just put chemicals in the pool.
How old are these kids? How old are they? Because I have a feeling they're not millennials. I have a feeling they're actually Generation Z. How old are these kids?
They're Generation Z, then. I stand corrected. Probably like late teens.
That is Generation Z, my friend. Millennials are like in their 30s. Morons, nonetheless. I'm not going to step on you stink. But they're. But let's not blame millennials for every stupid thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, let them off the hook for this one.
Okay.
So they go. The pH level in the pool was a little bit low, so we put chemicals in. The pool's not going to be available for 30 minutes. I go. The pool closes in 30 minutes, and it closes for the season. Why wouldn't you have just waited 30 minutes? And then he stared at me like retards at a Ferris wheel. I didn't say a word. I was going to yell at them, but I've yelled at a lot of people lately. I'm trying to be a nice guy. And I wrote the homeowners association. I go, how stupid could you be? There's 30 minutes left. If somebody wants to take a swim for the last time of the season, you can't because they put the chemicals in. You could have put the chemicals in at 7 o'clock. Nobody would have cared. Nobody would have been.
Why don't they always put the chemicals in after closing time?
Or as they're leaving?
I was livid. Like I said, I didn't want to. I was furious. I was so dumbfounded. I didn't yell, but I go, why would you? So I was home and I was on the computer and I wrote to the homeowners. The homeowners associated gave us the pool hours, and I wrote to the person and I go, I want you to reach out to the two people at that pool, and I want to know from you. Why they put chemicals in that pool 30 minutes before the pool was closing for the season. They could have done it at 7 o'clock. I was livid.
Yeah.
Livid.
That certainly does stink.
I was looking forward to going for the pool for the last time. You know, and the thing about, well, you waited till the last. Big deal. Pool closes at 7.
You're allowed to. You can go at 6:55 if that's what you want.
Right.
That does stink.
That, I am really pissed off for you. That half an hour that you could have just done a couple laps, just enjoy that coolness and that water for one last time and go, there's the season.
And they're like, well, the pH level was a little off. It wasn't like, if the pool opens at 11, it wasn't like 1:15 and it was a little, we got to shut the pool for 30 minutes. You come back at 2 o'clock, you just, no, it was off a little bit. The last 30 minutes of the season. Who cares? Put the chemicals in at 7 o'clock.
Was there anybody else in the pool, or was it just you? Was there anybody else in the pool, or was it just you?
No, it was just me.
They wanted to get the fuck out of there early.
They wanted to leave early.
That's what that was. Nobody's here. Let's shut it down. That's what that was. And in walks stupid. Like the person who walks into the restaurant when they close at 9 o'clock, and you're strolling at 8:55, and you want an appetizer, make it two appetizers, couple of entrees, some desserts.
Meanwhile, they've wrapped everything
exactly.
up, put it in the cooler.
And then they go,
At the day program, we leave at 4 o'clock during the summer, okay? The phone rings 5 to 4. Is the place still open? Yeah. Do you want to answer the phone? No. Is the place still up? Place is still up. Got to answer the phone, and whatever the guy needs, you got to figure out. We have to stay late and figure him out, and we'll take care of him on Monday. But nonetheless, regardless of if there was 30 minutes left, the pool is still open. And if you have to shut the pool for 30 minutes, common sense dictates that you don't put the chemicals in until 7 o'clock.
I can't
disagree.
Understand. It's like if I'm having breakfast and there are 2 forkfuls of hash browns left on my damn plate, and all of a sudden somebody's in a big hurry to clear, nah, I will stab a bitch with my fork for those last 2 forkfuls. They're mine.
I don't think that's exactly the same thing.
No, no. It's 30 minutes of swim time. These are 2 little forkfuls, but they're mine, goddammit. Don't you
deny I don't think it's the same thing.
I think it is.
And you know what? Fucking let it go, dear.
Nope. Nope. Stabbity stab.
Do they stand over you? Go, are you finished with this? Do they ask you?
No, but sometimes people will reach and start grabbing a plate, and I'll stab a bitch with my fork.
Yeah, like, I don't do that. Like, I feel when they're grabbing the plate, apparently I'm done.
No.
Apparently they told me I've had enough. You know
what? I'm like, I'm not done.
You know, I mentioned this before. I went to a wedding, and the guy keeps refolding the napkin and setting it on my table. And I'm like, I'm using a napkin. And I turn to him, he resets it, keeps on doing it. I'm like, I got divorced over shit like this. Leave the fucking napkin alone. I'm not done with it.
Right.
They don't do like a tidy napkin.
Don't make it look nice. Don't do it this. Don't do make it a swan. Just leave it the fuck alone.
They gotta be busy. It's not the same thing. This is Joe, in that case, somebody was trying to be busy. And Joe's pool story, there were people trying not to be busy. They were trying to get the hell out of it. But that does stink. That's some bullshit. You pay your homeowners association. The hours are the hours.
Right. It's like you don't get to close early.
No.
I don't care if nobody's there.
That sucks.
That sucks.
Oh, well.
That was a good you stink.
It was a good deal. So Joe had to go home and take a shower. So,
you know what, though? I get it.
Yeah, does stink.
Can't swim in there.
I went to the beach today, though, so it kind of made it up.
All right.
There you go.
Good.
For a couple hours. Yeah.
He soiled the ocean. Bunch of fish going, get out! Get out! You're ruining it! We shit here!
Ew! How dare you bring your filthy sack of water into our
pool? Let the hairy Scotsman in? I'm trying to take a shit over here. I'm a carp.
Even the shark was like, ew.
He's worse than bad chum, this one.
Yeah. Bad chum. Like this bad chum. All chum is bad. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, not if you're a shark.
No, I'm sure there are levels. There is the chicken salad that normal people would eat, and there's the chicken salad I would eat.
Yeah, you'll eat chicken turds. All right, very good. So, saw a house on Sunday.
I want to talk about this.
As the
question. Oh, yeah, boy, do we ever.
Before we get to that, we saw a perfectly lovely house today.
Okay.
That meets everything, where the wife wants to be, has all the amenities. I don't know what's going to be with it. We can actually afford it and everything. She's like, ah. But when I walked in, it didn't feel like home. You know what? I know. Because now she saw the house that did feel like home, but that was the one with the insane taxes. So now every house
is going to be judged by that.
Yeah. Yep. You know what it's like? It's like when you hook up, in your case, like with a really hot guy once. Like you hooked up with that really hot guy once, and now you're judging the rest of us by that one hookup. You didn't even sleep with the guy. Didn't even have a date. You just had a little taste. You hooked up, and now all of us fives are being compared to that 10 unfairly, even though we're giving you way more time and effort.
But I know what your wife means, though. When I pulled up here, I'm like, this is the house, this is the house.
Then you know what, Joe? You know what, Joe? Fucking drive your little ass over here, and you go house hunting. And let me know how it goes.
I already got my place. You're still looking for yours.
But you know the feel. You know the process.
Yes.
Come on over.
I go, this is my house.
Well, you know what? I don't
know. This place.
Well, yes, but here's the difference. You can't possibly compare, because when you were looking for a house, it was just what met your needs. When we're looking for a house, my needs aren't even that important. It's really what meets my wife and my daughter's needs. So,
needs that you can't necessarily anticipate in the future, because your daughter's going to be like, out of school, you know, in a couple of years, and you know, who knows what the college years bring, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, do you need to have space for her to, like, stay as a young adult?
Well, the house we looked at on Sunday, which we're about to discuss, had space for days.
Yes.
But, so I don't know what's going to be. We may have found our possible next offer today, or we may not have. I don't know.
But it didn't smell. You know what? You have to bring some.
It was a colonial. or maybe it was a cape because the roof, like on some of the, it had three fucking levels. It had three fucking levels. It had natural gas and it had municipal water. It was in walking distance to school. The taxes weren't outrageous. It had four fucking bedrooms. Had a basement that I could fucking live in and die in. It had a decent sized yard. It didn't have two garages. Had nice level property, corner lot.
But wait. You got to sneak into these places and get one of those, like, warm vanilla cookie Yankee candles and light that before she gets in there.
That's
what
and
I then
it's
do. Like, it's yeah. more,
even had a fireplace.
Or, like, cinnamon.
Yes. Even had a fireplace.
For God's sakes, woman, what do you want?
Exactly. So oh. I got to revisit this.
Send me that. That.
It's a, no, you know what? It's a cute house. It's not my dream house.
Okay.
But it's not worth what they're asking in a normal market.
Right.
But in this market, it's very fair.
Okay.
Now, I don't necessarily want to get in a bidding war too much for this house. I mean, we would do some things, but nothing major. You know, you do some things to make it more your own. Like, we would redo one of the bathrooms upstairs, which is what every woman has to do. We have to redo the bathroom and we have to redo the kitchen. Why? Because you should know. Okay, whatever. But no, like the bathroom upstairs has a not even a very good condition one, a shower stall, and they want a tub up there. But you can actually do it because next to the bathroom is like closet space, so you could. It's a fairly easy fix.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Our search may be over, but I think not.
Do you think that you have enough wiggle room that you would have? You could possibly add on to the garage or make it a two.
Yeah, we could, but the driveway's plenty big. The driveway is wide.
Okay.
Driveway is wide. And they even
to the driveway. Is the driveway in good condition?
Driveway's great. It's flat. They even made like another. So like the driveway's this way, and then they made another space this way.
So
like
you don't have to car jockey.
No.
Oh.
No. Would be good. We would have to build a fence because it's corner lot. Want some privacy?
Yeah.
A level property. Could put in a pool. Mm-hmm. Has a shed. You know, I said, you know, I'll take the basement. You know what? Well, I'll go to the basement. It's fine. I don't need to come up where human beings live.
you're like Grandpa from the Munsters.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's funny, Joe. It's funny you mentioned the Munsters. Then I will tell you about the Frankenstein house, as I call it. The Munsters. So I'm at my sister-in-law's last night for a Rosh Hashanah dinner. And I guess they were talking about somebody whose last name was the Hermans or something, or Herman. And I go to Elise, I go, I really want to do the Munsters Herman Munster laugh right now.
Because it's a comic, that's the law.
Yeah.
Yes.
You mentioned it, so you're still a good stand.
Yeah, well, I didn't do it, but you know, I really wanted it. She laughed.
Give it here. Bring it in. Give it to
you. Dude, you have no idea how many times I bite my tongue during the day at the day program because I can't be silly there.
No, this is the place for silliness.
This is, I was bottled up from the whole day. Yeah. I had to come here.
We are her 6:30 p.m. jerk-off session. Okay.
Yeah.
Bunch of fives that she jerks off to because she hooked up with a 10 once. All right. So I see this property online. It's funny. My wife goes, well, dude, like, are you getting notices? Or are you like just constantly going on? I'm like, no, I'm just constantly going on. It's like, you got a problem. No, I don't. I'm like, I want to get out of this house.
You have the real estate Jones.
No, you know what it is?
Yeah.
This has been a great house. Love the house. There's too much shit in this house. Mm-hmm. We have too much stuff. And we have a huge storage unit, too, which I'm paying for. And the wife keeps going, no, I'll clean it up. It'll be fine. No, you're not. We've been talking that for years. You're not cleaning it up. We have too much stuff. Yes, my daughter might not live here in a few years, but she might. I don't know what she's going to do.
You don't know.
I'm not forcing her to go away to college. She can go wherever she wants
to go. Right, if she decides to go, stay around and go to college, you know, she'd probably just stay with you and go during the day. You know?
Yeah, stay local.
Yeah, love to have her.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to be.
No, and you know what? It's not a gimme that kids get, you know, well-paying jobs straight out of school either. So it's like, you know, young adults are staying home with the parents more.
Sure. She just wants to get out before I'm at diapering age. She's made that clear. She's like, made that clear.
Just like, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah. She shan't be diapering me. She gets that nurturing gene from me. So this is the first house, for full disclosure for the audience, where I've sent the link to Pip and Joe because I didn't feel like I could properly describe it. And even the pictures on the site will not properly describe it. But I felt to give the audience the conversation that this house needs. All right. I'm even going to say the price of this house, which I haven't said the price of any of the houses I've looked at because, you know, I don't know what people think of my finances. It's nobody's business.
It's nobody's business. But and the rest of the country does not necessarily understand what crazy real estate prices we have here.
Yeah, New York is a crazy real estate boom. You know, as soon as COVID hit, everybody from New York is moving up here. Mm-hmm. So prices are through the roof.
Oh my God.
And the prices run the gamut in this neighborhood. I mean, you can get stuff that's small for like $350. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of $1 million homes here, several $1 million homes. So it runs the gamut. So it's a very interesting neighborhood.
You can be in, you know, a modest for here, mid 300s, mid 400s, and be on the same block with a $1 million house.
Right, right.
And
once these bubbles break, this mid 400 house is going to be a 300,000.
Right.
House. So, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. So I go online and I see this house is 5,800 square feet. That is a huge house.
Ginormous.
Now my thinking is this, and it's on 5 acres. Before I see it, you know, I see the pictures, but my thinking is this. My mother-in-law is in her mid-70s, mm-hmm. and in Florida, and she's got hip issues. She doesn't want to. She wants to stay in Florida.
Oh.
But, you know, but when you get to a certain age, you know, it's time to come back. You need somebody to care
for you. Closer to family.
Right. I'm not saying it's around the corner, but, you know, if you have my parents are not getting any younger. They're in their mid-70s. My mother can't really walk. She's immobile. That's a whole nother fucking thing. That's a whole nother thing. And my dad is, you know, they're the same age, mid-70s. They're going to die in that home. And they told me how much they have. Because they offer us money, you know, for that. I was like, no, well, we have, you know, X amount. I'm like, well, why don't you go into, like, a place where, you know, where they'll take care of everything? Oh, I want to go. Your mother. It's hard to leave. And I've said to them, I will help you. Me and my wife, we will help you.
Yeah.
You should go. There's no reason to stay in that house anymore. I don't live by you.
There's no rational reason.
Oh, there's no rational reason. My dad doesn't want to take care of the house anymore. I don't blame him. It's not a huge piece of property. And he pays for somebody to do the lawn. They pay for somebody to do the shoveling.
Yeah.
But you know what? You get to a point. Somebody can prepare your meals. You want to live a different lifestyle. So at that some point, they might move back.
Right.
I don't know what my daughter is going to do, mm-hmm. you know, after school. And on 5 acres, even if she doesn't want to live under my roof, You can buy a prefab, get the water and the gas or the oil turned on, and she could be on the 5 acres and not underneath my roof.
You can have the whole family compound on that kind of stuff.
You can have a compound.
Yeah.
Not that I'm looking to be that guy, because I really don't like anybody. I hate myself most of the time. I'm like, why can't you go away from you?
And Joe, don't get too excited. It's not that compound.
Yeah. Well, once I put up the dinosaur, I'm never going to get rid of Joe.
I'm looking at it now, like I said yesterday, it looks like a bunch of angry clowns live there.
All right, don't jump ahead. Don't jump ahead. We'll get there. It's a great line, but we'll get there. It's lost because you've jumped ahead now.
I couldn't hear him.
I'll let him do it again. Joe, if you can, I know you tell me you're as loud as you can, but last show I had to go back after the show and really boost you. So if you can get closer, because you're in and out for some reason. Sometimes you sound like bam, and then sometimes it's low. So if you could just be cognizant, it's last I'm going to mention it. We're going to move on because I don't want to spend an hour after the show editing it to get Joe to the level so people can enjoy him. Okay, so 5,800 square feet, 5 acres. Now, you look at the pictures, and what's nice about this house is some of the rooms have windows into other rooms. And what I mean by windows into other rooms, there's holes in the wall.
Holes in them there hills.
So you go, okay, you know what, you can do some work, not me. So it's listed at $310,000. Now, before we go on, as Pitt mentioned, $310,000 will buy you a beautiful house with like an acre in many, many parts of the country. Yeah. That is not a small amount of money. It's just a different region
yeah.
that I live in. I'm not Scrooge McDuck. I don't have a vault of money or anything. But
I saw you rolling around in that pile of gold coins. Don't you start.
But my thinking...
I'm sorry, this is a fucking spiral staircase.
Hold on, Joe! Stop! We'll get there! Let me paint the picture. God damn. You know, he's like the type of guy that's with a pretty girl. It comes in 30 seconds. Relax! Relax! Slow yourself!
I love this place.
Think about baseball. Slow yourself.
Baseball statistics.
Yeah, slow down.
Doesn't that work?
Yeah, think about the Mets. Make it last a little longer.
Not on the bog.
So, my thinking is... And this is before I go in there. This house is going to need work. I don't know all the work it's going to need. Say it's $310,000 before I walk in there.
Okay.
I get a contractor, because we're not very handy. I get a contractor. Put $100,000 into that house.
Yep.
Which is not nothing. Again, I understand.
I know. It sounds like crazy numbers, but here.
Yeah. Throw $100,000 at it.
Sure.
This house in this region could be a $1 million house.
Yeah.
You know, again, for the three of us, I don't need all of that.
Let me tell you something, and I don't want to jump ahead here, but when you make all those, remember we're talking about improvements?
Yes, improvements.
When you make all those improvements, as soon as you start messing around and zhuzhing up your bathrooms and the kitchen, that makes your taxes go up.
Oh, well, if you get COs for it.
Yeah, but you better.
Eh.
Oh, eh. You better.
And this house is not a move-in condition.
No.
By any stretch.
It's move-away condition.
That's not turnkey to you?
It's turn around to me. But again, I haven't been in the house yet. I'm looking at the pictures, and there were some nice features in the pictures.
Right.
And I'm looking at the amount, and the taxes are not insane for the square footage.
Okay.
And the acreage for this. I mean... A lot of people, it would blow their mind. But again, living where we live, this is actually feasible. So, all right. So I will give whoever owns it the $310,000. I'll throw $100,000 at it for a contractor to fix the holes in the walls, you know.
Drywall.
Whatever.
This. And you're not even close to being done after 100 days.
Well, hold on, Joe. I haven't been there yet. But this is what I'm thinking. This is why I'm thinking, let's go look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes sense to look at it.
On paper, it makes sense to go.
And what we figured was, if we like it and it seems feasible, we'll come back with a contractor. We'll pay the contractor first time. Figure what, like $100 for a half an hour walkthrough?
Whatever,
because he's going to get the job. We'll pay the contractor for, so he can ballpark within $50,000 of what he thinks that it's going to be called.
Right.
So it's like if it's like $75,000, he thinks it could be $125,000. If he thinks it's $100,000, it could be $150,000, could be less. Ballpark it within $50,000 on the walkthrough, what you see needs to be done.
And you want to even see, does he start like laughing starkly and then puking on the front steps? Or
and this house is so big that if we could get a part of it where it's like nice enough to live in, the rest of the stuff can be done
as you go.
Exactly.
Which is a really hard way to live,
but
it can be done.
Willing to do it. All right. So we put it in the old Waze GPS there, and we're driving. And now the realtor tells us it's on a private dirt road. So I guess everybody like chips in to get snow plowed.
Okay.
Which is not ideal. No. Whatever. So we're going down. 3/4 of a mile, a mile, and we come to a sign that says stop, bridge out. That's not good.
Green Acres is the place.
And I can hear the water rushing. I can see the water rushing. And we've had a lot of rain, but there's clearly a river there, and they have not.
There's no bridge.
There's no bridge. But Wade says, no, keep going. No.
Are you dragging a log to throw over this?
The Duke boys? No, the bridge is out.
Oh, also, because the realtor told us the condition of the road, we took my wife's 4x4.
Sure,
the four-wheel drive.
Good.
So we call the realtor with the spotty cell service because, you know, this is a part of town I'd never seen. Like, and it's interesting. Kind of goes back to, there are beautiful pieces of, there are beautiful houses in here, and then it looks like people are living in my shed. Side by side.
Did we cross into Appalachia somehow?
Kind of, yes.
Yes, I know.
So I go, all right, the realtor's like, okay, there's another way to go. So we go back down this road, meet up with the realtor, and we follow her, and there's apparently another way into this area.
Thank goodness.
Where I guess like I guess the river like breaks it up.
So, okay.
Okay. All right. So we find the place again. Dirt road, gravel, all this shit. You'd beat the undercarriage of your car up. But I'm like, you know what? It's fine. Whatever. I don't leave the house that much anyway. There's not that much there out there in the world for me anyway. So,
the tour schedule's been light so fucking.
Most people would pull into the driveway. And driveway is like ditches and stuff in it. There's really not a driveway. There's a place where a driveway should be.
There are some ruts.
There's like long trenches.
That's what I mean. It's ruts in the ground where other people have attempted this.
So pulling it on the street.
Okay.
All right. Pulling it on the street. That's fine. Walk up. There's a dilapidated chicken coop.
Okay.
That'll come down. That'll come down.
Wait, I thought that was my guest room.
No, you know where you have the property, dear. all right. So I'm just trying. So there are five porches attached to this house. There's a lot of porches.
Yes.
And some of them are enclosed, and some of them aren't enclosed, and some of them connect, and some of them don't connect, and the outside of the house looks like it looks like when you were a kid with Legos, and you were tired, and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna come back and keep on building tomorrow. And you did that for several nights. Yeah. It looks like the house was built in stages, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what, I don't live on, it's not a hideous house.
Nothing matches, it looks like three houses stopped short and ran into each other.
Yes, that's a good description. But Joe, in the industry we call it, it has character.
The house has
character. But you know what, it's fine. I like character house. I don't like, you know, the prefab stuff.
Yeah, no. Character's good.
So now there is a door, an outside door, that has no stairs.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah, it looks like a fucking warehouse dock.
Yes,
just load the truck to the door.
That's what it looks like.
It's a warehouse dock, I love it.
Yes, that's a very good description, Joe.
I love this fucking place, I want to go with you guys.
All right. So this door has no stairs, but there are two kitchens.
I missed that.
There are two kitchens.
How did I miss that?
One of the kitchens, everything's been ripped out.
Oh, that's why.
The other kitchen still has some appliances in it. It has a stove, I think a refrigerator. It still has some appliances. They look like they're all right. You know, some of the electrical looks like it's been ripped out. I don't know. And then in one room, it's an enclosed room. It's a huge room. Patio pavers as the flooring.
Yeah.
It's like you go, you know what? I'm not going to get the laminate. Let's go with the patio pavers as the floor.
I love this place.
Listen,
you got to move there, dude.
And then there's another room that has stone flooring where it looks like if you put like a sealant over it, it could be kind of pretty.
That's what I was thinking, is if you...
Like a gloss sealant?
Yeah, if you like, I don't know what you call it, like acrylic, like if you... It would be slippy. Slippy?
Slippy?
It might be slippery, but there's some kind of clear sealant or something that you could put over it that might make that like... even, where you're not going to catch your big toe on a stone or something?
No, it was actually pretty level. Now, not all of the flooring was level. There was some ditches in some of the flooring.
Yeah, because I noticed in one of the rooms, and I know because I used to have the problem at my old house, there's stress cracks. And
yes.
Means the place is leaning.
If it's stressed now, wait till I move in. The house, like, I gotta get away. I'm leaving the other sections behind. I'm out of here. And one of the house runs off. Part of the house runs off into the woods.
It just like lifts up its little undercarriage and runs away on tiny little feet.
And now I'm just left with the house, the door with no stairs.
You're holding the knob. What?
Uh, But there's like many entrances. One of the entrances has like this beautiful vaulted.
That's what I'm looking at now.
With the wood, like vaulted wood and skylights and a ceiling fan.
Yeah, it's like got unusual.
I gotta tell you that's the only part of the house I like. I love that entrance.
Now there's another part that I like a lot that I will get to. But yeah, there are some striking things. It's like half the time they gave a shit and the other half the time like, ah, fuck it.
Well, let me just try to explain a little bit to the audience. It's like a door with a glass on the top half, and then it's got the two panels on either side that the glass is on the top half of either of those panels, and then it's also got the quarter moon windows over it, and then you step in and there's a big ceiling fan, not a gross one but a nice one, and there's a sky, like a skylight right over that, and it's a big open space.
A dramatic entrance. Now Davin, that front door, is that the one where there's no steps?
I think so. There's a lot of entrances, but I can build stairs. That's fine. Or somebody can build stairs. So there's a half bathroom downstairs. This is a very long house. It's not a square house. This is a rectangle house. The front facing like the street is wider, and then it narrows a little bit if you look at the pictures. If you look at the picture, one of the first pictures.
You can't tell from the perspective, but that's crazy, man.
This house has no flow to it. This house has
God
no
almighty no.
So it's hard to like imagine. Now there it does have an attached 2-car garage, which my wife likes.
Yes.
One of the rooms downstairs has steel poles in it, which you don't see often.
I saw that. I'm looking at it. I'm like, that's not a basement.
No. That's the first floor.
That's not the basement. No, a basement doesn't have windows out to the back. No.
Various rooms have holes in the walls.
Yeah.
One of the kitchens, the one with the large garage attached, has the winding steel staircase that goes upstairs. If you've ever watched Different Strokes, it's kind of like that. Like in the kitchen, they had that winding steel staircase.
I barely remember that. Okay.
And there's no, and where it is, there's no, and it's like in part of the kitchen, there's like no fucking rhyme or reason for where it is.
It's in the corner of the kitchen, which is also where you come in from the garage. There's a door from the garage, which is kind of weird.
It's weird.
So then you go upstairs, and the rooms are huge upstairs.
They look it.
The rooms are huge. And there's more bathrooms than listed. There are like three full bathrooms upstairs.
With
some of the bathrooms have beautiful stone showers. Beautiful craftsmanship. Like one of the showers, it would be like at a resort. It's so big. It has like stone benches that you could sit on. And you're like, well, this
is. It looks like a castle with a shower head in it.
Yeah, it does.
But it looks very like you can imagine that being very luxurious, very relaxing.
If that light in there works, otherwise it looks like a tomb.
Well, whatever. You have to do some work.
That's hysterical.
So when you go outside,
it's like a tomb with a shower head in it.
When there also is another staircase, like a normal staircase in the house.
Okay.
From up, when you go outside, you can hear the river.
That's nice.
Yeah, so now I'm wondering, I got 5 acres, I got woods, some of it, most of it's not, you know, the trees haven't been removed, but some of it has. So I'm wondering, how far does this go back? Can I get to the river? Can I set up like a place to hang out down by the river?
Is this a floodplain?
You know what? Nothing was flooded.
That's not what that means, though.
But it wasn't, nothing was wet.
Doesn't matter. You have to look. There are flood plains, and they call it 100-year flood. Well, you know what? Floyd was 100-year flood.
But we just had it.
And then we just had another one.
But what I'm just saying is, if we were going to have that type of water damage.
You probably would have seen it from Ida.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
good. Yeah, I mean, you can hear the river's angry. The river sounds like Joe when Biden talks, just grumbling and gurgling along.
That's great. Oh, God.
But how far does this go down? I don't know. Like, I would need to get a survey of the land.
Right.
So, like, how much of this is usable, of this 5 acres?
Right.
And how much is
it? Let me tell you something. The last person that surveyed this property was Lewis and Clark.
Funny. Wrong coast, but funny. But I think this house probably needs like $200,000 worth
of
work.
No, not even that. You got to throw at least $500,000 into this house.
Yeah, see, that's the that's the
every room needs work, and a lot of it.
Well, see, and that, like, so we at first when we were there, we were like, you know what? And it's bank owned. The bank owns this.
Oh.
They tried to sell the house in 2013 for $225,000, and nobody bought it, and it was in better shape.
And they raised the money?
Cause now we're in, because remember, in 2013, we were coming out of the mortgage book crash.
Right, right.
And now, and you know, people were getting kicked out of the house. You couldn't move stuff. Now they think, well, now's the time. But they were a little greedy. So we were like, all right, you know what? Maybe we'll offer them like two and change cash.
Right.
Cash.
Right.
To do that. But then, you know, and then again, so if you got that house for two and a quarter and you figure, all right, let me throw 200 into this, you're still ahead.
Yes.
You're
yes.
still ahead.
Yes.
But then, kind of to Joe's point, the more we thought about it, it almost seems like, because I don't know how much of the electric has been ripped out. There was like a furnace in there where there was a book. Somebody burned a book in there.
This is a book burning house.
This is a book burning house.
And also, it looks like you have steam and you have baseboard heating in this place.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
you know you're going to have to throw a new heating system in there. That's going to cost you a fortune,
especially with the size of the place.
So then I got to thinking, I don't even know if I would want to give them $100,000 for this. Because there's just, like, you're essentially buying land. And you're buying land on a road that's a pain in the ass that isn't the city maintained. So you got to deal with that. So I think we came to the conclusion today that it is not the house for us. But it is certainly a character house.
Oh,
God almighty, is it?
Isn't it? I mean.
Oh, there's another side. Yeah.
You could.
Everything needs just everything.
Everything needs everything. This isn't the kind of paint going to do.
But I knew that. I knew when they're showing pictures on the website, on the real estate website, with holes in the walls, that this is not the normal thing. But you still think, when you see the statistics, if I throw some money at this.
Yeah.
But this house, it just, it doesn't, it's hard to envision. Like, I would really need somebody with a contractor with a vision, a house designer, because the way it's laid out now, it's hard to imagine this working.
The
only thing you need thrown at it is a wrecking ball.
Well, that's not very
just,
nice.
It's just everything has to be. This is a house that you would knock down and build. This is like a house for a millionaire, multimillionaire, where he'll knock the house down, fix the road, and build a brand new house out of that. Because it's way too much. And the thing about it is, It's not aesthetically pleasing. I mean, it's just, everything is weird, you know? And it's not like it just needs one room or two rooms. Every freaking room in this place, you've got baseboard and you've got steam heating in there. You need all new heating in there. God knows about the plumbing. You know, I think one of the toilets needs to be replaced. I think there was no...
Oh, no, trust me. The toilets being replaced was never a discussion.
Of course they will.
Yeah.
It really needs a wrecking ball.
Yeah, so I mean, we were excited to see the house, even with all the pictures. I go, all right, this is going to need some work, because again, you look at the stats and everything.
Yeah,
but then I think it's just because I couldn't get. I'm usually pretty good at figuring out. All right, what if we fix this? This could be really a nice home for us.
Yeah,
it's just too disjointed.
It's never going to get done. It's never going to get done. Look, you're not a couple in your early 20s that, you know, you have time and you do this. You're not, look, let's cut the nonsense. You're not a spring chicken, okay? You're not, you know, you're going to be retiring, you know, you're at that age where your kid's almost out of school and stuff like that. To have a house that needs all this work, is you want to get something that essentially maybe a couple rooms have to be redone and you're through. You'll never stop fixing this thing. It needs everything. Everything needs everything in this place.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything needs everything is the greatest way to put it.
Everything needs everything.
Really, yeah, everything needs, oh God, everything. There's like,
well, let me tell you something. And wait till the home, because if you got to get the mortgage or whatever, wait till the home inspector takes a look at this.
Oh,
he's gonna. Now you would have to buy it cash, because let me tell you something. When the home inspector gives his report to underwriting, they're gonna shit their pants.
They will.
But what is the bank thinking, asking $310 for this?
They're just throwing it out there. Like, you know what? People are crazy for this area.
But it's not even a main road.
I don't know. Maybe because there's so much land, and they figured people will build their family compound on this.
That's
property.
That's why they're thinking a millionaire coming up from the city.
Yep.
That's a place. You know, for a millionaire like that, that house is usually $700,000 to $1 million. $300,000.
Right, but they could buy land up here. You can get land up here for one or two in a more desirable area, mm-hmm. and build your house and not have to tear a house down and a chicken coop and a shed. Yeah, I don't know if it's a tear down, but it seems like that's probably the best way to go. Just because it's so disjointed.
Yes.
Like, you can't have patio pavers in the living room.
No.
What the?
And you got the house facing one way, and then there's two other houses, and there's a salt box and a mid-rise, and I don't know. I'm intrigued by it.
There's,
let me tell you something. You know, that house could never be haunted. A ghost wouldn't even have the balls to take up residence in there.
What, you say that the ghost would be too scared?
Of course. A ghost is like, we'll haunt the new people coming in. Are you kidding? If you're nutty enough to buy this house, there's nothing we can fucking do or say or fool. Just fucking laugh at us.
Boo! Go fuck yourself. I just bought this. You're not going to scare me. If Home Improvement doesn't scare me, you certainly won't.
No.
This fucking place. Yeah.
You know, it's not that they used unconventional materials to do things. Because sometimes you can do that. I mean, there was this whole craze about doing your countertops in cement. And at first I was like, ugh.
You know, it's funny you mention that. Because I was looking at the countertop, and the countertops look all right in one of the finished kitchen. And the real estate agent goes, I think it's flooring tile.
For the love of God! Why?
So even the nice part, it just makes...
Even what looks okay is so chintzy and stupid. It's just... Yeah, no. You know...
So ask the real estate agent who lived here.
Well, the bank has owned it for years. So I don't know. I don't know if anybody's ever lived there.
Oh, believe me, when the bank reports to its shareholders, that's not the first thing that comes out of the portfolio. Here's a prime real estate holding. This townhouse in the middle of nowhere.
Look what we own. Wah, right. Wah.
So that is the that's the Frankenstein house. That's a good place to take a break.
Thank you. That was glorious.
I got one lesson before we go. You showed it, and I'm like, should I be complimentary?
Right.
Oh, no, he's out of his mind. He's got to, even if he thinks this is great, he's got to be told the truth. You got to be kidding me.
I was, because it was such a non-committal email, I was like, he doesn't seem excited or disgusted.
No,
don't know which way to go.
But I haven't showed you guys houses I've been excited about.
No.
I was showing you this one because I didn't know if I could properly describe it myself.
Yeah. Because when you said that, I goofed on it, and if you turned around with a really, I would have laid back into you. You're my best friend. You're not buying this fucking house.
No,
right.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I maybe we'll buy the house we looked at today. I don't know. Got to check in with the bosses. But no, I am not buying this house. Yeah. We shall pass. And the bank is fucking insane if they think anybody's going to pay $300.
Greedy bastards.
Yeah, I mean, stop it. You're selling land with a bunch of teardown, and you got to put.
That's all it is. Nobody's going to bother. Nobody's going to redo that house. You don't know where to start.
Yeah,
you just wreck it and rebuild.
Well, I know where you start. You start by fucking laying a driveway.
How about a bridge?
That's what I'll do too. You know, build a house. You're going to put a new driveway, and this. I mean, this is for a millionaire that's going to at least put $2 million into the investment.
This is for a serial killer. But anyway, it was a fun house to look at.
Oh, yeah. I am interested now.
I'm sure you are. All right, let's take our first break. We have new music from Novocaine with Shine On Me, and you can learn more about them at fluttertone.com. We also have Chris Flake with DeLorean Overdrive, and you can learn more about Chris at khb-music.de. When we come back, those Texas laws that we talked about, the most unlikely place I bet you've ever heard of to do a stand-up comedy show, Hitler's Kink.